It's been an amazing 4 years since London, actually. Like, I've won every international race I've done, which is you know, just incredible. So we certainly go in there as favourites for the event. But I know there's a lot of people who are absolutely gunning for us, and you know, there's always some amazing performances get pulled out at a game. So we're gonna have to do something special if we want to win. But I've got a time in mind that I want to ride for a race, and if we do that time, it's going to be very hard for anyone else to beat us. So, you know, I'm quietly confident, but who knows on the day, you know, anything can happen.
It would be lovely, wouldn't it, to have another gold post box if we're going to do that again this time?
Yeah, I don't know what the plan is with regards to that. I'm guessing if things keep going the way they are, Aberdonians are going to be sick of the sight of them. We've got a few already in Aberdeen, so. But yeah, it'd be good to come back with another gold medal anyway, and you know, we'll see what happens afterwards with what they do.
Absolutely. I just want to briefly touch on the much publicised financial difficulties for the games, Neil. Is that a distraction to you at all?
It's not really, you know, you're kind of aware of the news of these sort of financial problems. But I have seen in the past few days there's been a real upturn in ticket sales, which is surely going to be good for us. But, you know, in the run into games, there's always these sort of issues. And I'm sure once the sport starts, it's all going to be forgotten about. And, you know, just let all the athletes do the talking then. So I'm pretty confident it'll all be fine. And like I say, I just want to race my bike, really. I'm not too worried about what goes on around otherwise.
Sure. Now, obviously, you're going to be representing the UK, Neil, but also Scotland and the North East, Aberdeen and the North East in particular. You're a very proud Aberdonian.
Yeah, well, I spent much of my life in Aberdeen. Unfortunately, I had to move away to base myself with British Cycling down in Manchester, but I'm always happy to come home and do try and see the football team when I can as well. But yeah, I'm kind of aware of this, you know, we're got a real building sport and tradition up in the Northeast, and I kind of want to keep that going as well. What with the likes of the new facilities with the Aberdeen Sports Village and whatnot, it's becoming a real hub of sport. So hopefully there'll be a few more, you know, achieving as well in the coming years.